This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint. Small, small, small. Small, small, small. Here comes Hayes and Sean.
So, it's me and Tony Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And Snoke, Supreme Leader Snoke. Zipline tour, Costa Rica.
Ah, the canopies.
Snoke is first, and it zoom over the canopies. Now it's my turn to go.
Uh-huh.
I have had a long conversation with Tony ahead of time about the picture.
Uh-huh.
The picture I wanted to get.
Right,
you
right,
can't be too
okay.
far away.
No, I know. It's a matter of timing, and it's one of these things. Well, I played quarterback for...
Yes. It's no, exactly.
For USC. And you throw the receiver open. You don't throw it to where they are. You throw it where they're going to be.
Thank you.
And so when you're taking the photograph, someone on a zip line.
Oh, God, I wish you were there.
No, and I wish I could have been. Of course, you know Snoke and me.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of a history.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, gosh. Am I going to talk about my thing with Snoke? Well, this was in my wild days.
Yeah.
And let's face it, I wasn't always respectful of the ruler Snoke's feelings. And I thought we had an understanding.
By the way, I'm very impressed that you can admit that.
Hey! Hey! I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. I've made mistakes before, okay? So, basically, I thought there was sort of an unspoken understanding, and when we spoke about it, Snoke didn't feel that way. I had four best friends. So, I would say, this is my best friend, Supreme Leader Snoke. And Supreme Leader Snoke meant... That was the only best friend I had. When, at the same time, I was best friends with, of course, Mace Windu.
And the two of them don't get a different colored lightsabers, which means they hate each other.
Yeah. And not only that, I was best friends, it's still up to this day, with BB-8.
Yes.
Beep-bop-boop-bop-beep. And, of course...
Gold member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and gold member and I would rip up the town, and we'd go out, and we'd get wild, and then I would get a call the next day from Snoke, who's like, it sounds like you and gold member were having a good time, and I heard that you had the secret password to get into our bar in K-Town,
yeah.
And that you got in there and won the trivia contest, and that your trivia team was called the Best Friends. I hope that's ironic. I hope you're not really best friends. And I was like, well, we are, but so are we. And Snoke was like, that's not possible. So I've apologized. And I did that for me. Mm-hmm. And if Snoke doesn't want to accept that apology, that's okay. That's his trip. You know, that's his thing. If he wants to go on a zipline tour kind of at me.
I knew he was using me.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I said what I needed to say.
Yeah.
That's that.
So I put my
go ahead.
The harness on.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm blasting out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the effect is insane. If you've ever worn one of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has never, the presentation has just never been more worthy of a picture.
Yeah. The distribution of your body.
Oh my God.
Is just, you're built for harnesses.
Yes. Yes. I've never really felt like any outfit I've ever worn has done me justice like this harness. So I'm getting very excited about the picture. I get released. I'm kind of like spinning around in the air on the zip line to like try and get a good angle, like to like do full arms, like starfish out, like for the picture. And I'm like widening my eyes to do like my big face.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes are so wide, I have a clear view of Tony just beginning to reach for her phone.
But it's too late now, Tony.
I've gone well past the point of no return. I finally get to see the picture. I'm like a tiny little speck in it.
I'm so sorry that happened.
And now I have nothing. I sacrificed my friendship with you.
Right.
For this picture, and now I don't have it.
Mm. And what were you going to do with the picture?
I was going to give it to you.
That would have made things right. That would have made things right.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We're at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater. It's the second show we've done here.
And the first one was pretty good.
Yes.
Can we recapture that same magic?
I did have one thing I wanted to mention. Is there anyone from the Dynasty Typewriter Theater who can just stand up here who I can just speak to about something about this theater? Is there anyone here? Anyone? Makes sense, given the story I'm about to tell.
Go ahead.
Is someone coming up? Come up. Hi.
Come on, Frankie.
Hi,
you're
Frankie.
On stage
this
now.
Is Frankie. He works for the Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
So nice.
I'm sure this is not your fault, but you can tell whoever the responsible party is. I'm driving by the Dynasty Typewriter Theater 2 weeks ago. I see a sign on the marquee, and it says, "Love it or leave it, sold out." Okay? That part of the story is important. Let's remember that. I think if I'm driving along, I do a little smile. I say, "Oh, what a delicious treat it will be."
You got to imagine that the Love It or Leave It hosts probably took a photo of themselves in front of that sold-out marquee.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's one you could send to your parents. I am doing something.
You send them a billboard and they say, "I don't get it." Flash forward 2 weeks later, I'm driving along, getting ready for my little treat. And I look at the marquee. First of all, on the west-facing side, which is where, let's be honest, everyone is coming from, it says, like, Uncle Fuzzbucket's Snack Extravaganza or something. Some, like 10:30 p.m. show. Who, like, gives a shit? And then so I have to crane my neck around to look at the Hollywood Handbook side. And it says, Hollywood Handbook. The end.
Now, I remember Hayes telling me about a week ago. So somewhere along the course of this story, he said, hey, we really got to sell out this Dynasty Typewriter show. And I said, yeah, I hope it will. And he goes, no, we have to make sure. He said, they put sold out on the marquee. So I activated my army. And I put the goddamn work in. And you could not buy a ticket for this show. But would you know that from the marquee?
Now, Frankie, you've been raising your hand very nicely. And so I would like to say, yes, Frankie, go ahead.
Something tells me by the time everybody here walks outside, it'll say, sold the fuck out.
Hey! The system works. Thank you, Frankie. Yes. So it sounds like Frankie says, relax. Oh, it's a special night. Special night.
Oh, yeah. Very special.
We've got a great guest. I don't see any reason to hold back on our guest any longer.
No, I think that she's probably been standing backstage wondering, how long are they going to do this bullshit? Just get me into it. We'll do it together. It's the same fucking shit. Like, well, I get to sit down and have a mic then.
Dear friend, she's part of the Earwolf family. Please welcome to the show, Lennon Parham.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You honor me, Lennon.
You guys will always be sold out in my mind.
Lennon, you told us before the show that you've done Largo a bunch of times.
Oh, a fucking ton of times.
A venue that we have been explicitly told we are not allowed to do.
And I'll walk you through the process more specifically. We've been asked, hey, would you guys want to try to do a show at Largo? And we say, yes, we would love to do a show at Largo. And then we get an email 2 weeks later that says, you can't. They have rejected out of hand the idea of you doing a show there.
But it seems like this entire audience, if we went over to Largo, that
right
would
now,
be, yeah.
Yeah.
That would do pretty big numbers at Largo.
It's a big space. It's like twice the size.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Maybe some people on the way are like, oh, where are they going?
They see
like
this crew?
Sex shop right across the store.
Whatever they're about, you know, you want to get involved.
They see that guy who came up before, like a big baton at the front of the parade.
We could march there, like, in concert.
In concert?
Like, as one. That means
as
one.
Oh, okay. But we could do, like, some
We could
songs.
Do so many things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We
Someone
would do a
could,
concert.
Like, bring
yeah,
their
we
devil
could do
sticks.
A concert on the way.
Everything could happen.
Yeah.
A concert. Yeah, I'm on board. I love a cappella.
Oh, go.
All right. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
God is an awesome God. He
yeah,
reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
That's
our
right.
God is an awesome God.
Having fun. I was sutured to the beat. I was freaking surgically attached to the beat on that one. Damn, that felt good to be that deep in the pocket.
Do you guys...
I you still guys... got it.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
No,
to
no,
interrupt.
No. I can't
no,
see you sometimes, so
it.
I don't know. I'm going to get all the way around.
Do
back
you guys,
a little bit
let's
too.
All move these around now.
Yeah. Thanks for setting it up, Frankie.
Are you? Is everybody... You guys are really hard on Frankie, but he's like the guy next door. He's got that great accent, so
Lay off.
Who lives next door to you? Freaking Mike Myers' dad and So I Married an Axe Murderer?
I don't know that reference.
What?
It's the same voice as Fat Bastard, but it's... It's a handful of years earlier.
Is it Mike Myers?
And it's less justifiable, yeah.
As an older person?
If he plays would you believe it is like him, yes.
Like
you wait for the credits afterward, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, while you're watching, you get a sneaky suspicion.
How old were you guys when that came out?
So I Married an Axe Murderer? 1970.
What year was that you were just saying?
The year you were born?
I was saying the year I was born. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You were not born in the 70s, were you?
No.
You're a piece of
shit.
Back
it up.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right. You were born in the 80s, both of you.
Yeah.
Right? Was anybody in here born in the 90s? Fuck you all. And what about the aughts? Was anybody born after whatever that terrible year was? We thought it was all going to end. Nobody, right?
Mm. Lennon is a liquor license trap. The police send her out just to make sure at these shows where they're selling alcohol. Mm-hmm. She has this way. She got everyone to say what decade they were born.
Thank you. I got it.
Very organically introduced, but she is a sleeper agent.
Yes. And if there are any teens in a crowd, they will say woo.
Where's the dude on the front row? Where is he?
I don't think there are any teens here.
No?
No, but they would have to go to teen jail.
21 is the legal age, guys. 21.
Well, let's talk about that for a little bit. So you're saying I can go get my ass blown off for my country? But I can't crack a bottle of suds in my own backyard with my boys. I'm sorry, that math don't exactly check out for me. Not really looking to go fight Uncle Obama's little red war. But I can't kick back with a jar of suds.
I have never heard them called suds. Is that like a Simpsons,
you never, a long
Simpsons
day at work,
long day at
reference?
Work,
you don't
like
kick back with a jar of suds?
Come on. You don't twist the top off a jar of suds and just relax like my man Frankie says to do?
No, you got to stop with that shit.
Shock top, baby. I got a whole fridge with that little moon on it.
Did you ask if it was a
T.J.
Simpsons
Miller's
reference?
Friend.
Yeah, what do they call the beer in the Simpsons?
Well, it's Duff beer on the Simpsons.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Yeah, but
if you flip it around a little
bit. On Shawshank, they like to say, a man don't feel like a man, he can't have a nice bottle of suds after a long day's work.
That was a Shawshank reference. Wow.
You don't know that either? You don't know So I Married an Axe Murderer or Shawshank?
Jesus Christ, when were you born?
Through the roof.
I've seen Shawshank. All right, settle down.
Okay.
But what I was saying earlier is I think So I Married an Axe Murderer came out
you
when
did?
I was already a young... like a budding adult. And
I'm
that was
calm.
Like, I was already watching like high art. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I wasn't
were you budding?
Meet the Feebles or whatever.
What'd you say?
Meet the Feebles?
Yeah, Meet the Feebles.
No.
That's like high art. Like you get super high and you go like, oh, they're being artistic.
That's called the Feebles?
Meet the Feebles?
Meet the Feebles, yeah.
Sort of the Happy Time Murders prequel.
That's when Peter Jackson was good and did real shit. None of this like elves or whatever.
That's
it was
a
when
movie?
He put his hand in like a puppet that was meant to look like shit.
And he had it say that it had like syphilis.
So then it's like our Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was like Henson's dark work that stayed with me forever.
Oh, God. And that shit was for fucking kids?
Yes.
Are you
all
serious?
Of that. You remember...
That's for kids.
Yeah.
Jesus,
your
man.
Life essence was sucked out of you by a group of Skeksis, which, and a woman popped her eyeball out just so she could, like, submarine around and check out the...
Yeah.
I mean, that's dark.
So you're telling me I can watch Dark Crystal?
Yes. But you can't
and
have
I
a suds.
And I can't kick back with a jar of suds.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The math just don't add up.
I'm trying to crunch the numbers on this one, and it don't make a whole lot of sense.
You guys like Pentatonics?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Great group, right?
They cover the fuck out of, Say Something, I'm Giving Up On You.
Yeah, I like their Let It Go as well. It's a bonus track on their most recent Christmas album.
Oh, yeah. And that's for kids. Let It Go. They're freezing everything.
Did you audition for them?
For Pentatonix?
Yeah.
I wish. Mm-hmm. They were... I was probably 37 before I knew what they were.
Okay.
So you actually look a lot like the lead singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting a major Pentatonix lead singer vibe from you right now.
He's killer.
Wow. And it sounds like what you're saying, he's young.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, born in the, whatever, the 80s. Maybe the 90s.
What was your audition song?
I didn't do my Our God is an Awesome God. I did...
Same Love? Didn't you do Same Love?
I don't know what that is, man.
The Macklemore song, Same Love?
Oh, my God. I'm so old. Do you understand? I would only have heard that song if they played it on NPR, which they might have.
Yeah, they definitely did.
For sure.
It was in the news
I
at
got,
the time.
Like, Thrift Shop touched me. The fringes of Thrift Shop touched me. And Same Love a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story, BB-8 once sent me an email that said, like, have you checked out this video yet? And it was for Thrift Shop. I sent back the Dirt Nasty video in 1980. It said, do you mean this video? And he never responded.
Let's talk about why we're really here tonight. It's a special night.
It's a special night.
There's someone who has become in the show.
Uh-huh.
For...
almost no reason.
Yes. And like all other times, he is here. And his name is Chef Kevin. And
now I'll be the audience. Oh, hang on. Who gives a shit? Why do I care about you? Chef Kevin? Shut the fuck up, hey. I'm not here for this shit.
I know.
Wait a minute. Why would I care about Chef Kevin today of all days?
Today, if we could just be very nice to Chef Kevin today.
Okay.
Today is his birthday.
Oh.
Yes.
We've all been talking about age and when you were born, and all of that was just subtly programming you for a birthday show.
Yes. And he, I'm sure, has been waiting backstage looking at that empty chair.
Yeah, looks about the size of Chef Kevin's butt, doesn't it?
And so we'd like to welcome him on stage right now. Chef Kevin, please come out. Okay. So there was one comedy prop in the green room. It was a sparkly hat, a sparkly top hat. And it is something of a birthday hat. And that's what Chef Kevin is wearing right now. Chef Kevin, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Thank you.
What did you do today?
I was at work and we recorded a pro version.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Pretty nice birthday. Spend it with your closest friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? Did you eat any special plants today?
I ate lunch alone, and then I came here.
It also sounds like, from what he's described, that he ate lunch at 7:30 p.m.
What'd you eat for lunch? Friggin' weed.
I had a veggie sandwich at Pizza Man.
This guy went vegan, but you know it was just so he could eat more weed. What a sick burnout.
Can hey, you say happy hi to birthday, our guests, man. Please?
Hey, Lennon, thanks for coming.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Do you guys know each other from around the office or not really?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you okay. produce WOMP?
I don't, but I was the production coordinator when WOMP started, so I did scheduling with them the first few months.
It was electric.
It great
was
electric. Story. No, it's really fun.
Yeah. Glad I asked that question. So you never know sometimes when there's a gem hidden just behind the curtain.
What year were you born?
1992.
Damn. Wow. 2 years before Forrest Gump. Crazy to think about, huh?
That was a great soundtrack. The Forrest Gump soundtrack was
great. Oh, yeah. Did you want to sing some of it a cappella?
Listen, every time that you ask me to sing, I will.
Okay.
So if you want that throughout your show, I may start way too low. It's going to sound really terrible. I may start high. I may do both. I may jump octaves like I did with Our God is an Awesome God.
What was track one? Remember when you put the CD in, just lightly put it in? The
yeah, car CDs.
No, 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 no.
Well, in 1992, I had just gotten a white Honda Accord for my 16th birthday, I believe.
Swanky.
So I didn't have a CD player in the car, so I would have had
swag.
I had a I would have had a double cassette player.
Dope. Mm.
So side one, track one. Was the Forrest Gump suite.
Okay.
So, like trying to remember. Like that.
Wow. That's really nice.
Yeah.
You could almost see
Hardcore.
The feather floating down in front of us telling our story. That's dope. So.
But we wouldn't just bring Kevin up here just to sit and just like do nothing next to like Lennon. We have Lennon here.
That's a
so
real
this
guess.
Is like a little. This is like kind of a birthday, special gift surprise for you. In addition to, we did already give you a gift today.
Yes, it was very nice. Sean put a $20 bill on the table and said, "Happy birthday."
That's right.
And untraceable. Then, you spend it on anything.
And then what did I do?
You Venmo'd Sean $10.
That's right. That's right.
Lennon, have you ever heard of anything that nice?
No, I mean, the only thing nicer was when Hayes, before we came out here, said that he had never considered your feelings ever about how you might be feeling about your treatment on the show or being here or if you got nervous.
Yeah, well, he asked, do you ever get nervous? I've never thought about that. And then everyone laughed, and then you guys moved on.
Yeah, you never said. Well, we had to do the show. What, are we going to, like, stand back there while you
right.
decide whether or not you get nervous? There's people waiting here.
Frankie was like, riding my ass.
It was the one time he wasn't relaxed.
Yeah.
When I'm not allowed to enter the Frankie Says Relax universe.
That's for the boys.
I feel like this audience doesn't know that song.
Mm-hmm. No.
They know the shirt from The Wedding Singer.
That's right. What they're going off of. They were four when The Wedding Singer came out. So, Kevin, the special surprise for you is what we're going to do is just kind of block out Kevin's year. Because we didn't do that last year. And now a year has gone by. And I find myself thinking we might have benefited from a little planning at the beginning of last year. So at the end of the year, we could have made a little progress. We could find ourselves in a different place than we were at the beginning. I can't believe a year has passed for you, because what has happened?
It seems worse. It seems the same or maybe worse.
Yes.
And you know, let's face it, you're on the wrong side of 25. Staring down the barrel of some rough years. If we don't start building something now, it's going to be too late.
So one thing we want to do tonight is we want to get some input, we want to crowdsource what the people want to see from Chef Kevin. Like in the coming year, some things that you could do for yourself, for our show.
Let's start with Lennon. Lennon, you can't be happy with Chef Kevin's current brand.
I don't want to be rude, but I have to say to you guys that if you want to let Chef Kevin blossom, then we might need to stop saying we and let Chef Kevin fly.
Okay, oh. So you're saying we should fire Chef Kevin.
We've talked about it.
Okay. So that's a vote for Chef Kevin is fired.
Well, does he have room to grow?
I think that's a safe yes.
I mean, with you guys, does he have room to grow?
In all directions.
All right. Well, I guess then we have to leave it up to Kevin and see what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll grow.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that was
good. I've never, ever gotten him to say anything like that.
The 26 to 28, that's like physiologically and in your brain, there is a major, major shift that happens.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people in their lives, and I'm looking at you all who wooed on 92, it's like there's a big, and maybe you've already entered it, maybe you're on the way through it, maybe you're in the middle of it. Maybe you're past that and you remember when you were 26 to 28, like the shit that was.
Yeah.
And that you had to kind of get down under the barbed wire and crawl for a while. And then you come out and you either come out like, you know, Rambo, like happy. You know?
Famous happy guy,
charging.
John Rambo.
Yeah. Ultimate happiness, Rambo. Charging at your victim. I don't know what that... Or you die in the mud, you know? So, you know, again, it's a choice for you. You guys, you know, will you be there to support him? Because obviously he looks up to you.
Oh, wow. I've never thought about it that way.
That I've been an influence on him and am somehow responsible for this product.
Yeah, that he's modeling my behavior.
It's confusing because I've never worn a pocket tee in my life. I've certainly never seen you wear one.
No.
So it must be from someone else. Who is this? Who is that from? A squar?
Yeah. It was a rogue squar. They gave me the shirts that they didn't want from advertisers. No, this was just Gap. Gap discount.
Gap will get you.
Yeah.
why don't we get some ideas from the audience of something we'd like to see Chef Kevin add to his routine.
Daily, yes, that could be really helpful. Something like maybe some people who are a little older than Chef Kevin, some things that they've done. You mean like daily routine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that like help them get things done or anything like that.
I thought you meant like a character, like a routine on the show.
No.
I'd love to see that.
We could do that too.
No, Kevin! I mean, is this what you're dealing with?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? God. I'm sorry.
He's always trying everything to do characters.
I take everything back, I said. Good Lord.
Can you believe it?
He's auditioning these characters behind the scenes before
every show.
To
put it to his routine.
Yeah, he wants...
And the routine already has so many characters.
He said, yeah.
What's your top character?
Defending myself guy.
Well, that leads into something I wanted to talk about. Are you going to finally take karate lessons this year?
Yes.
Which is the confusing thing about the defending myself guy. He's very weak.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I should take some karate lessons. And yeah, that's...
Well, how do we pick out a dojo, Kevin? It's got to be walkable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in Cali, can you find the one that old Machio hit up?
Yeah, or a Gethard or something. And go to like...
Yes, you could go to Gethard's dojo.
Mm-hmm. Like Yelp, Gethard's dojo.
And then if it's walkable, you can just be walking up and down the street in your gi.
Yeah.
And the business owners, the pizza man who you are friends with somehow, will say like, "There goes Kevin."
Do you do anything to make yourself physically strong currently besides walking on Sunset?
That's kind of my.
I'm walking on Sunset.
Just yeah.
For fun.
I got a pull-up bar, but it started to hurt.
What was hurting?
The like hips up. Because I was trying to do the reverse sit-up one, and that hurt my stomach. And then I did the pull-up one that hurt my shoulders. And then when I did a different one that was hurting my arms.
When you say it hurt, do you mean like your muscles were sore from exercise?
That sounds right, yeah.
Do you have a roommate?
No.
Don't do this by yourself. So dangerous. Who would find you?
That I would like fall off the pull-up bar and collapse?
Well, it doesn't sound like, don't laugh. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going very well. Anything could happen. You hurt almost your whole body.
Do you want to ask them what they think you should do physically?
Yeah, yeah. Just like any kind of like routine stuff. Stuff you guys do.
Start what?
Okay, so
you could make your aunt. You want to okay. Shrink.
So he said start wiping. So, you know, we asked for the audience to say something.
Is that something that like you've announced that you don't wipe? You just like try to get a clean shit and walk away?
I will
away,
say
or?
That this person in the audience is the person sitting closest to Kevin of anyone in the theater.
No, that's never been a thing.
Wiping? So you think it just doesn't exist?
No, I wipe. I'm good at wipes. I actually buy wipes. I use the toilet paper. Like
you buy wipes separately, like children's wipes?
Yeah. Just, you know, the occasional, like if I want to treat myself.
I mean, this being your birthday, you must be going through a ton of them.
I did notice him walk on stage with a little kind of extra swagger.
This guy's feeling clean as hell.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Can't have been eating lunch that whole time between work and the show.
Well, vegans are not, you know, known for having normal stool.
Yes.
I mean, it might have taken you a while. Were you always a vegan? Did you used to eat meat and then you transitioned?
Yeah, I've been a vegetarian for 5 years and vegan for a year, yeah.
Okay, so there were some rough patches in there probably, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some...
some wipeable moments. Your body language has shifted so much. It's like you're trying to cave in on yourself. Hand in the armpit, legs tightly wound. It's going to be okay, buddy.
So that was a good suggestion. There was something there. He saw something. He couldn't pin down what direction it was in.
Yeah.
It's either not enough or too much, and it ended up being too much.
I'm interested in the idea of Kevin's pull-up bar falling and when and how we would realize something was wrong.
Yes.
I think it would probably be that we'd get an email from Dana saying that we hadn't read any ads for like a month.
I think people on message boards and stuff would be like, why there are no pictures for this episode?
But that's Matt now.
That's right. Okay, yeah, you might be hanging out there in your apartment for a little while.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyone else? Anyone have advice on a daily routine? Okay, I heard go to school.
Wow.
What was the moonlight one?
Avoid blue light. Avoid blue light.
Oh, okay. So they want you to get like those special glasses.
Did you go to school?
I did, yeah.
Which one?
I went to grade school and high school and college. And
checks out.
Damn, this guy knows his shit.
Yeah. College,
skip
we
middle
were there.
School. He's not going to get every single one.
And you were at college for how many years?
3.5.
Did you graduate early?
I did, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
And where did you go to college?
Northern Illinois University.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Someone said boo. Did you hear that? You're just going to let that go?
Hey.
Get up.
Hey, who said boo? You mess with Northern Illinois University. You mess with all of us.
Please don't. It's my birthday.
Come on, Kevin. Really give it to him.
Yeah,
defend your school.
We have a good business program.
What program did you do?
Communication.
A lot of jocks in there, and Kevin.
Yeah.
So you could go back for your master's?
I could, yeah.
Do you want to?
I've thought about it, but no. I think it'd be fun to have your master's.
Fun. What? What is fun
Kevin
about
Kevin just sitting on his couch, staring straight ahead.
Oh, dude, you know it'd be so fun.
With just like a half smile on his face.
Staring at an empty space and a master's diploma size space on his wall. Just imagining.
Just drift away and be Master's Kevin for a little bit. What do you want a master's in?
I think English. I don't know what.
What?
Yeah. Maybe audio engineering. That would be cool.
He's playing out a conversation he's having with, like, a barista or whatever. Sorry, I know I already asked for your name, but do you have a master's? Oh, no need to apologize, miss. Yes, I do. That's such a treat for you. So I'm sorry, I stepped on the answer. You were going to get an English master's?
Yeah, English or screenwriting or audio engineering all sound like cool masters.
Oh, yeah.
And the fun would come while you're doing it, or you said it would be fun once you have it.
I think after, once I have it.
Fun. And then what would your life be like if you were like a fucking masters of English?
I think it would be maybe probably the same, but like I'm a little older and I have a master, maybe a... I could like ask for a raise and be like, I have a master's, I've earned the... So I guess as I'm saying it out loud, I should get like a thing in my career. Like that will help.
Sir, why are you waiting in that long line? You have a master's. Please, right this way.
I think that could be fun.
Someone earlier was saying avoid blue light, which I now realize was just the most brutal own. Because you are sitting in just, like, the most blue-ass light, and you look like a blueberry-ass bitch. So that was good advice.
Great.
Anyone else? Yoga.
Yoga.
I've had bad experiences with yoga.
Great.
Good, good, good. We're mapping out your whole year for you.
I was falling a lot, and the...
Falling?
Yeah.
Well, balanced stuff, right?
Well, yeah, it was balanced stuff, and my feet would get sweaty, and I'd kind of slide off the mat.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was it hot yoga?
No.
Were you using your wipes on your feet as well?
No, the only positive note I was getting were my hands looked good.
Who said that?
The instructor, when she would give each person a compliment.
Oh, what? She had to say a nice thing?
Yeah.
Your hands look good?
Yeah, that's exactly how she said it.
Wow.
Did it make you feel good?
Like the first 2 weeks when she wasn't like talking, giving each person
separate
a compliment.
From the woman. Did it feel good to you to physically do the movements when you weren't slip sliding? When you nailed a pose, when you did a downward dog or something, or even child's pose or shavasana, which is just called corpse pose, did that movement feel good to you?
Kevin, answer, but then let's bring it back to this woman.
Yeah, there was a moment where we had our hands on the floor, but we put our feet up on the walls, like in that shape, and I didn't get it like the first 2-3 weeks, but the one time I got it, I felt like I like peaked, like it felt really that felt really nice.
Master's level thrill.
Yeah.
It sounds like Lennon knows a lot about this stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
And there is a rug here.
This is a podcast, though, right?
Yeah, but yeah. We can say what's happening.
Okay, I had spine surgery 4 weeks ago.
1 move?
4 months ago.
I'm not saying you do it.
Oh, you are?
You're the guest. Kevin does this shit.
Whatever we're doing.
Please.
Okay, sure. You want to do something, buddy?
I mean, that it doesn't matter, yeah.
All right, so let's start... This is good. Center yourself on that rug, feet together. You're going to be great at this. Okay.
Okay, standing very straight. Go, Kevin.
All right, let's just do something really simple. Why don't you go down gently onto all fours? That's really good. Your hands look great.
His t-shirt's tucked in like he was ready for this.
Okay, move your knees down so that they're under your hips. Not so far, a little further forward. Okay, so you're naturally doing what we call a cat pose. So make your back neutral. That's flatten it out. That's it. That's it. Your hand's still looking great. And all right, now arch your back, bring your chin up, looking up at the sky, right into the right into the blue light. Let your lower back sink. There, good, 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 good. That's nice. Now sit back on your heels. That's good. And come down into a child's pose. Do you remember that? That's nice.
Can we just, we have to.
That's great.
Kevin, you can stay in this, but we should, well, he should stay in this pose.
Rude. Boy, we should have been selling tickets for my seat. What a treat.
You did great.
Kevin, thank great you. Job.
Thanks, everyone.
Your hands were fucking next level, dude.
They were.
I was like, what?
I mean, they're just naturally great.
Yeah.
I do want to say, we've been talking a lot about what you're going to do this year, plans you have, goals. It's been all about you. You haven't mentioned a single thing about the show that you work on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this.
I'm going to be so ripped. I'm going to beat everyone up.
Sure.
It's like, well, hang on, Kevin.
I'm going to be having so much fun with my masters.
Yeah.
You have a job.
Yes. Okay, and so you guys want to suggest, like, what I'm going to do to help the show?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to try to have more people listen to it.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Right now is a very significant moment, isn't it? The LA show.
Yes, it is.
Why is it significant?
Because it's sold out.
And no, but what was the... This was a deadline, wasn't it?
What was the personal goal you set for yourself?
Yeah, I'm glad. I could have just kept the goal to myself in retrospect. I had a goal to sell out all the live shows before this show happened.
The Boston show, the first Bell House show in New York, and the second Bell House show in New York.
That's right.
Did the Boston show sell out?
It did.
Did the first Bell House show sell out?
It did.
Did the second Bell House show sell out?
It did not.
No.
Yet.
But this was the deadline.
That's right.
Are those tickets still available? That show hasn't happened yet, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we're even going to do it now.
Yeah. We might cancel our flights.
For what?
Because Kevin failed.
You're going for the first one, though, right?
I don't know. Now, with what's been happening with Kevin lately, I'm not sure I can.
Well, you got to go to the Bell House.
Oh, whoa. Sounds like,
what's
sounds
that,
like you know something about
what's
the Bell
House.
You got to get there. I'm man. In Brooklyn? You got to get there.
Okay, maybe we will. Oh, whoa.
Okay, hey, that's starting to sound pretty good.
So this is it is day one of Kevin's year, and we it is marked by failure.
Nowhere to go but up.
That's true.
So what's next? What are we? Maybe people have suggestions from the audience. Things Kevin could do for the show.
We have Mexican soccer back.
What?
Talk back
a
show.
Talk back show. Okay, talk Kevin, back. You take the ball and run with that.
Yep. We've given you all the tools you need. Three different words.
Well?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Welcome to the talk back show. On today's episode,
this is really good.
He's crushing it.
Today's episode, I'm recapping the live show that they did in LA. It was a little too focused on me. See you next week.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What about, I mean, obviously we're talking about
the show, your relationship to the show. We do have Lennon here on stage. You're right, we're focusing on you. She seems a little underused here. What are some goals we have for Kevin's relationship with Lennon this year?
That's a great one. I'd love to hear that, Kev.
Yeah. I agree. I think... I think I'd like to make it stronger by going out of my way to see when you guys are recording and say hi. And
saying hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying hi, yeah.
Yeah, that it's could be really nice.
Hi, yeah.
It's a little extra effort because we record up on the fourth floor and you move to the second floor, so we don't always see you.
That's right.
So you'll have to come up
you
and
you record
just
on
sit.
The fourth floor?
Yeah.
Do you guys demanded that?
Yeah, the yellow room.
The yellow room?
We asked to always be recording next to LeVar Burton.
He gets to record up there too?
Yeah, next to us.
We just record in an empty office now. There's no one there anymore.
Kevin?
Well, that's my apartment, actually. That's.
Oh, it's not.
Oh. Okay.
What would it sound like? Lennon shows up.
Hey, Lennon.
What are you doing on the fourth floor?
I'm sorry.
That felt very real. And that from there, it's a short walk to you two are texting each other. She's going, how'd you get this number? You're going, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Do you think Len for Kevin is okay?
What?
Do you think Len, if you caught a Len
no.
from Kevin, okay. That's why I asked.
No way.
I don't like it.
No way.
Hey, Len.
Yeah.
It's not my name.
Yeah, no way. Don't do that, Kevin. Come on, man. Even with a master's.
Did you do that? Did you just say that?
No.
No, he said Lennon. I was feeling it.
Because I was
going
to get enraged.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see him making that kind of mistake.
Feels good. Can I ask Kevin a question?
Please.
Okay. So in 10 years, 2028, you've just turned 36. What are the, like, five things that you want in your life? For real.
Sure.
For real, Kevin.
I'm going to start crying.
I would like to have a job that I'm really proud of.
Check.
Okay.
This guy's ahead of the game.
Travel the world.
Okay.
We're going to New York next week.
Maybe be a father and husband.
Love it.
Write a book.
What's the book about?
Yeah, what kind of book?
How I Got My Master's, 101 Fun Things.
I guess that's what you want to know about English for.
Yeah. Maybe like a memoir about personal experiences in Los Angeles or something.
Wow.
No, that's... It's.
Were you waiting for us to be like, no, that's a great idea?
No.
Hayes, can I ask you something? And this is really not going to. This is really not worth doing. It's going to derail the show. Why were you so surprised to hear that Lennon records on the fourth floor?
Because no one's ever offered that to us. I didn't even
That's
know people.
That's what
were,
we do.
I didn't even know that. Oh wait,
we record on the fourth floor. Like I was like, oh okay, let me play into this like bit. This like. but when you get in the elevator, you hit four. And that's...
Let me tell you what I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
You want all these guys to know exactly what floor we record on? Look at these people.
Yeah. I'm going to
say...
Something like that.
Oh, this is
okay.
The elevator button I push. This is exactly how you get to me?
Mm-mm. Great.
Listen to what you're saying.
No, yeah. No,
did you
I
see
know.
The guy when we
well,
met
and I'm,
earlier?
And I'm doing a joke. And I'm joking. We don't record on the fourth floor. No, this is also a bit.
But Lennon does.
Oh,
no,
yes.
No, oh, no. I was fucking with you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally, ah, very totally. Funny.
I used a specific that you probably referenced in your show, The Color of the Walls.
Yeah.
And I referenced a guy that also records at Earwolf, so it would seem like it was legit.
Oh, okay. But it's a whole
good.
Different number.
Yep.
Interesting.
Whole different number.
Yeah.
We did a whole bit about 2 and 4, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's on tape forever. Kevin, you only listed 4 things.
Husband, father could be 2.
It sounded
those
like he thinks of it as 1.
I think he's...
Maybe.
Which means he wants
yeah, some sort of child bride
to marry his child. And he puts that third just to be like, marry my child.
Yeah. Well,
and write a book.
Body language and the way he phrased it makes me think that's the thing he wants the most because uh-huh. he said maybe in front of it, which means if he doesn't have it, then it won't be a failure. But really, that's what I want.
Couldn't even admit Ooh. It to himself.
Well, or to the entire world.
Yeah, yeah. Or to himself, the coward.
Lennon, that was very perceptive.
Thanks, man.
Damn. What do you think about that, Kevin?
She just crawled inside your head and set up camp.
Yeah, she's right. And then the next one is to give back, like, to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to have been given something?
No, you can just give, like, help out.
Hmm.
What do you guys give to the world?
Me?
Podcast.
But that's not nothing because I had one time I got in bed with Joan Rivers.
John, I thought you were going to say Joe Crawford.
No. My brain thought that too. And she was undercutting what she does. Like she was saying, I'm not worth anything, basically. And I was like, wow, that's some like deep shit, right? But I said, no, I think what we do is important. Comedy is important because it resonates. It takes, in the shittiest of times, people can put you guys on in their double cassette player and they can listen to you. They can
feel bad.
Feel bad, feel connected with all of you guys. And it is.
Maybe don't use Kevin for that.
It is a podcast,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it isn't worth something.
Mm. And that's so Joan, too.
1,000%.
The, like, who, me? What, like, who am I? I'm just, like, some little bug. Imagine the podcast she would have done.
Sure.
She would have described an outfit, and then she would have ripped it to shreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see us being in a double cassette player, but we would be relegated to track 2.
Yeah.
Because track 1 would be...
The Forrest Gump
Forrest
Suite.
Gump.
Forrest Gump Suite.
Sure. Do you think... And now, do you guys make mixtapes anymore? You make playlists?
Wow, everyone's just politely raising their hand yes.
So how do you make like a love mix for somebody now?
Spotify playlist.
I thought somebody said.
Oh, tell someone I love them. Make a Spotify playlist.
I thought somebody said scent of Elaine. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, I think they said send them a link.
Oh, send them a link. A link
Hyperlinks.
Of that you would make what on your own iTunes or something? You could do it
too.
Well,
on Spotify. Kevin makes these Spotify playlists, and people go crazy for them. He's got one called Morning. And
like, Like grief?
No, no you.
Okay.
And another one called like night. Evening. Oh, night. Sorry.
Are they just open? Anybody can follow?
Yeah, they got like 16 followers.
Gonna have more good. After tonight.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
People are going nuts for these.
Oh, yeah. That could be a nice birthday present. So people follow Kevin's morning Spotify playlist.
Let's get that up to 17 followers. That's my goal for this show.
Ooh,
look at the
like,
time. What?
It used to be in high school, you could like, if you had a crush on somebody, but you didn't want to tell them outright because you were in high school and you couldn't, or you wanted to ask someone out or have a child with someone, you could like make them, you know, a cassette like that you, and it would have meant not that you just hand like went ding, 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 and it was like 12 seconds of work, but that you probably like waited and listened to the radio for that song to come on and then hit record
at
the right time.
You got to time it perfectly.
Yeah, and then the order is so important, and then how you write it, and maybe there's like a quote, and maybe there's like a photo or something like that.
Well, and you're trying not to leave dead air at the end of the side A of the tape.
Right, so timing is everything.
But you don't want it to cut off mid-song either. So, I mean, you're really threading the needle.
So how do you say to someone now that?
Send them a link.
How do you do it when you have a if you had a crush on someone and you want but you wanted to share that with them?
Sure, I would probably think of like a very specific thing that we shared together, and then try to find I don't like this.
Kevin,
I like
it. Yeah, I don't like it too much either, Kevin, because the correct answer is, I have a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, that's true, and I'm very happy. I was just answering Lennon's hypothetical question.
The other answer I would accept is, well, I guess I'd try to get him into a Hollywood Handbook show.
Yep, both are right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty juicy. Wow, that would really show someone you care, getting them into a live podcast recording.
Lennon, can I observe something about you because you were so perceptive about Kevin?
Get
earlier.
In there, man.
You keep asking this audience, like, what do you guys do now with like your
yeah? Because
like,
I'm old as hell.
Machines now. This is what I want to get at. You seem to want to be this Mrs. Old Lady, but you are. You are young. You're young. Lennon is young.
Sort of. I might look like that.
And can I make a guess at maybe why you're doing this? I hear that you're up to play Ricky's friend in the next Ricky and the Flash. Bandmate.
I did not see that movie, but I do know what you're referencing, which is different than some of the things you've referenced earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's newer.
Yeah. I mean, that might be one of the reasons, you know, I'm second guessing myself. I mean, it's a grandmother part, you know?
Yes.
So, and
of course,
but I mean, who doesn't want to be next to Meryl?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, Pentatonics doesn't want me, you know, I don't know anything about how to marry an axe murderer, whatever that movie is.
that would have been a good role for you.
Can we, just to close out the show, can we get you in Pentatonics once and for all? They're listening to this.
I'm sure one of them is.
This is your audition.
One of them's definitely listening.
There were five.
You remember when you said I look a lot like the lead singer for Pentatonics?
Right.
Here's the
it
real
was
tip.
Me.
Here's
la, the la, la. Does that sound
familiar?
Here's the real thing. If I got to meet Pentatonics in real life, I would I would get excited about that. I would be like weird with them.
Is there five of them?
There were five, now they're four.
Oh, they're quadratonics.
They lost their bass, their guy who does bass.
Oh.
What happened?
Yeah. I think he just was done touring and he wanted to settle down and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So sometimes you have to make choices.
Well, yeah. Maybe we could audition that part.
Like, I would be the bass?
Well, that's what we need.
Right?
Okay. I mean, I did sing second alto in the women's chorus at the University of Evansville. I know it's no Northern Illinois. But,
Boo.
Yeah, no one booed that. That's cool.
So
what's the song with a good bass part?
Well, the song that we sang in the hall was O Magnum Mysterium, but do you not know that one?
Do I know O Magnum Mysterium? do I know that one? Yeah.
Is that your fight song? Or like alma mater?
What?
Never mind.
No, it's like a real slow, like...
Is that the song that plays while Magneto's moving the whole baseball stadium?
Probably.
Over the city?
Honestly, probably.
All right.
Okay,
that's
X-Men? Then I know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We've had a lot of success referencing X-Men in our live shows. Can we hear?
Lennon, it's gone beyond pretending to be a little bit older to like when you go like, that's X-Men? It's as if you are like, from the moon.
Not everybody knows what I do know what X-Men is. I'm a fan of that world.
Obviously.
For real. I like those movies. I love Thor. Sign me up for Thor.
Okay, we're getting a little farther away from the X-Men.
I love that Ragnarok, right? And he showed up in the most recent one, Avengers, you know, the whole, we had to get the jewels, all that.
Yeah.
Yup.
I don't remember the plots, but I do like them.
I've been trying to get you to sing a song.
What do you want? What do you want?
With something with a bass part.
We
Proud
all need
Mary?
To know it. Okay.
Is it that crazy? You don't have to do that.
You
what
want
was
me
it?
To do Ike?
Sure, maybe not all of it, but just like the singing stuff.
Okay. got it.
Lift a good job in the sea, down in the city. Working for the man every night and day. Come on!
Yeah.
And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way things might have been.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll keep on turning.
Prairie keep on burning.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
You guys got the bass part.
Rolling on the river.
Oh, sorry. I guess we got into pentatonics. I didn't even mean to do that. Thank you for coming to our show. Thank you, Chef Kevin. It's Chef Kevin's
happy birthday.
Sing it to Chef Kevin. Thank you, Lennon Parham. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.